Hi! Follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road. 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 Hi! Follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Of the Cribs to start off this week's show. Hello and good evening, folks. You tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. My name is Rue. This is the Yellow Brick Road, joining you for the next hour and a half on CFRC Radio, wherever you're joining us from. If you're tuning in from locally in Kingston or anywhere in the world on CFRC.ca, which you can do. I've got an hour and a half of great new music on the show for you folks. We tend to kick things off with a little bit of a throwback, Yellow Brick Road being CFRC's British and Irish music show, usually, with a few exceptions whenever things catch my fancy, you know. But I thought I'd play us a little bit of Cribs, because it turns out they're back in Canada next week. They have a show coming up on the 7th of May. This was a rescheduled show from January when they put out their album Selling a Vibe. Dark Luck is the opening song from the album, and I was thinking, you know, I always start off the show with a little bit of a throwback, so I was thinking of playing an older Cribs song you know, they've had some bangers, some indie rock bangers in the past, but I've really been enjoying this song and the whole album, to be honest. And that's a great sign for a band that's been around for 20 years. So if you like the album, you can go check it out at thecribs.bandcamp.com. I think I might go to the show next week. I'm really looking forward to this because I thought I'd missed them when they came by earlier in the year. But tonight on the show, you know, we've been out to gigs and such, as we tend to do. So I've got a few reviews from shows that we've been at lately. I went and I saw Dry Cleaning on Friday night, supporting their third album, Secret Love, that came out also in January. And they're just so incredible. I mean, every time you see them, the contradictions of how a band like that can even exist hit me in the best way possible. And I can't wait to tell you all about it later on in the show. We've also got an interview coming up that I was telling you guys about last week. We got chatting with the indie rock band from New York City, Telescreens. Incredible band. What a great show. We saw them a couple of weeks ago when they were supporting the grunge artist Sir Chloe. And Sir Chloe really is a grunge artist live. So, I mean, whatever you think of the records is going to be very different from what you'll see live. So go see Sir Chloe if you can and have that other experience as well. But we talked to Telescreens about their upcoming album. It's out in June. It's called Why the Lights Flicker. It's their third album. And it was really insightful chatting with them. So I'm looking forward to bringing you that later on in the show. That's coming up closer to 9 p.m. But now we've got new releases on the show, as we always do. Let's hit it with the big ones. Muse. I've been wanting to talk about this album for a little while. They have a new single called Cryogen. As you know, the album, The Wow Signal, is coming out in June. It's Muse doing what they do best. They're back to writing sci-fi, heavy rock slash metal leaning bangers, and they've just released a brand new single, Cryogen, which is kind of like, you know, emotional heft mixed with a slight bit of a space reference, and I'm sure there's robots thrown in there as well. I can't wait. I mean, I don't know if you can tell, I am very, very, very excited for this album. It's been now 4 years since we last had a Muse album, since Will of the People came out. And the thing with Muse as well, they've released a live version of this from the Brixton Academy show, the Almost Secret show that they played a few weeks ago. And the thing with Muse is that they are somehow an even better live act than you hear on the record. Like, they are one of those bands that will use the studio as an instrument, but when they come out live, It's a completely different experience that will blow you away. And so not only did they put out this live version, but they're also coming on tour again. They're going to be in North America this summer, which is something that doesn't usually happen. They tend to do summers in Europe, as a lot of bands do, because the festival circuit is incredible. And we tend to get like the arena shows usually in the winter, but they're going to be in Toronto this summer. They're playing at the newly renamed RBC Amphitheatre, the Open Doors one on Ontario Place. I saw Muse last in 2023 in Montreal, and I made some friends for life just, you know, hanging around, talking to people, queuing up for that tour. I'm really looking forward to doing it again. You know, they are known as one of the best live bands in the world for a reason. But you can find their new album, The Wow Signal, on muse.mu. And then I've got a new album coming in from Nia Archives. Her second album, Emotional Junglist, is coming out on the 24th of July. This is a follow-up to her Mercury-nominated debut, Silence is Loud. That has been 2 years now. And she says that this is the album I've always wanted to make. It's her first album with featuring artists. Georgia Smith is on the album. Sampha's on the album. She's released a new single called Boys in Blue, which she says is the last song written for the album. You can find her at niaarchives.bandcamp.com. Let's start with Muse. This is Cryogen on CFRC Radio.
Ice and cream.
Pioneer Archives, a much more indie song of hers, kind of returning to the original idea that she had of being kind of indie junglist, which she's explored a lot of other fields. It's been a while since she's been around. I remember the last time I saw her was almost by accident. I'd come down to Toronto to see Fontaine's DC, and I'd landed the night before on a bus from Kingston, and I just checked the lineups around town because I happened to be there in the evening, saw that she was playing at the Danforth Music Hall, and figured I have to go and see her. And it was such a fun show. To be fair to her, the Danforth Music Hall is not really the best place to, you know, that sloped ground on there. It's not really the best place to be dancing. I think you do have to have flat ground for that. But that's no fault of Nia's. It was such a fun show. She's got her new album coming out. It's called Emotional Junglist. I can't wait. If it's anything like this, then it's going to be quite different from the first album. Speaking of the Danforth Music Hall, folks, there's some cool shows coming up over there as well. And I think of it because I'm going there tomorrow evening. I'm going to see New Dad, Irish shoegaze band from Galway. They put out their second album, Alter, last year. And it was quite different, actually, from their first one, because the first album was quite shoegaze, dream pop, and this one kind of goes all over the alternative music spectrum. And I'm really excited about that show because, and I feel like I'm getting to say this a lot nowadays, and I don't take that for granted, we are interviewing them. So we're going to be sitting down with them before the show. We'll be talking to the Now Trio. And I guess you'll hear that from us soon. But if you're in town, if you're out in Toronto, if you're planning on coming to Toronto around this time, you should go see New Dad. They are a really good live act from everything that I've heard. And believe you me, I've been reading stuff because we're talking to them tomorrow, right? On the show, we also listen to a bit of Muse, another album I'm really excited for, but that's just because I'm always excited for Muse albums. We heard their latest single, Cryogen. Very heavy. I mean, Muse always do the bait and switch thing where they'll drop their kind of lead pop singles, if you will, and then switch to the heavy bangers on the album. And I feel like that's what makes a Muse album what it is. Folks, there have been so many album releases in the last weekend because this Friday, the 1st of May, was Bandcamp Friday. Lots of new albums. I can't even get through everything on the show tonight, but we'll definitely try to bring you sort of, you know, gists and reviews of albums that you need to be listening to over the next couple of weeks, and we'll play a few cuts from albums today. I'm telling you, folks, we are getting to the middle of the year. This is around the time where people start thinking about things like albums of the year lists and where we're at almost half the year in, and I have an album that I think is a serious contender for one of my 2026 albums of the year. It's by the band Pigeon. Their debut album, Outer National, just came out on Friday. They're a five-piece band from Margate, and they describe themselves as Afro, Disco, Grunge, No Wave, and Jazz. And you've heard me raving about this band on the show before. They have a delightful and unique blend of Afrobeats, post-punk, occasional disco, lots of indie rock, synth pop, very motoric rhythms that are somewhere between Kraftwerk and Depeche Mode, but they're also very much their own thing. And, you know, I think this one is going to be a strong contender for me. I'm going to play you the single Black James Dean. You can find them at pigeon-uk.bandcamp.com. I'm also going to play you some music from False Advertising, a Manchester-based post-punk band who have a new album that's just come out called A Sorry Window. And I'm going to play a single from it called Next Big Thing. They say the album's shaped by the anxiety and the slow process of regaining confidence. They recorded it between Manchester and London, and the record explores the friction between wanting to move forward and the inner voice that holds you back. You can find them at falseadvertising.bandcamp.com. Lastly, for this set, an Irish band from Limerick called Theatre, who I've been hearing a lot about from fellow Irish artists on the scene. This was the band that Gurriers were telling us about when we did the interview with them. They took Theatre on their first UK tour, and so many other bands have been saying really good things about them. They finally released their debut single. It's called The Fall. It's really good. If you like the reverb-drenched kind of guitar sounds that were on Fontaine's DC's albums like Skinty Fear, then you're going to really enjoy this song. You can find them on the internet. I don't think they have a Bandcamp page yet, but they are spelled the non-North American way, as a Stereogum journalist was grumbling about. You spell their name T-H-E-A-T-R-E. So go and find them. I'm going to start us off with some Pigeon. This is Black James Dean on CFRC Radio.
saying no. Desperate and on a hope, I claim that I would be alone, that my telephone will ring. I guess I'll never be the next big thing, cause I expect that the worst thing is happening. Had enough!
my best friend waving at me. I wanna be living with you, seeing it through. Do you wanna play forever? How long can I play a song I made? Yeah, it's a song. I'm gonna read something that's good, but I listen to you. I'm not.
Bit of Black Country New Road just thrown in there for you folks. Just played a little bit of Besties, and there is a reason why I played that, and I will get to that in just a minute. But let me remind you of what we heard on the last set. We heard a little bit of music from Pigeon, Black James Dean. That was from their new album Outer National that's just come out. False Advertising with Next Big Thing, also from a brand new album, The Sorry Window, and Theatre with their first ever single out there called The Fall. Now folks, it's now May. We have got to a point where it's been a year since I moved out of Kingston, almost to the day. We've come a long way from there. I've made some lovely friends in the scene. And now here we are again. The end of the winter semester is here. It's May. It's semi-summer, fall summer. The weather is warming up a little, if you don't count the fact that it's been 2 degrees all week. But I'm guessing a lot of you will be scattering across the country, maybe even further. A lot of you will be traveling, going back home. Leaving Kingston for the next 4 months. Maybe you'll be passing by Toronto, and I've got some tickets for you that could make your summer even more interesting. If you like the kind of music that I play on this show, then you'll want to be paying attention here. If you don't like the kind of music I play and you still listen to the whole show, then I am fascinated by what the appeal of this show is to you. So, you know, get in touch and tell me what appeal does this hold to you. I would love to know. But I was talking to our friends over at We Are In The Future, who are promoters in Toronto, and they have 2 tickets for us to give away to you, our listeners. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see Black Country New Road at History in Toronto on the 17th of June. And we're going to make this ticket giveaway fun for everyone. So as you might have been listening, if you were paying attention just now, we heard a little bit of Besties by Black Country New Road, a single from their latest album, Forever How Long, that they will be touring this summer, which was also one of our albums of 2025, if you might remember. But if you paid attention to the lyrics of the song Besties, you might see where I'm going with this. I want you, our listeners, to write into the show, send us an email of you and your bestie waving to each other. You can email us a picture, you can email a video, a GIF, whatever you want. You can also post it to your stories if you have Instagram. Tag this show's account, which is Yellow Brit Road. If you don't have social media, if you don't have Instagram, this is not a problem. You are not at a disadvantage. You can still absolutely email the show at yellowbridgeroad@gmail.com. I will be monitoring the emails, the inbox, the Instagram throughout the week, and I will pick a winner to give 2 tickets away to, so you and your bestie can go and see Black Country New Road in June on the 17th at History in Toronto for free. Again, it's very simple. Send us a picture of you and your bestie waving at each other. You can either send it on email to yellowbridgeroad@gmail.com, or you can send it to us on Instagram. Message it to us. Tag us in your stories. The handle is yellowbridgeroad. And while you're at it, give the show's account a follow if you're on Instagram, so you don't miss the other exciting stuff that we've got coming up, including shows, live sessions, video clips, interviews, and of course, more ticket giveaways. So, you know, as Dorothy said years and years ago, follow the Yellow Brick Road. I mean, I say monitoring the inbox and monitoring the Instagram as if I don't do that every day, all the time. So if you do have anything else to get in touch about as well, even if it's just submissions, feedback, music requests, anything of that sort, write into the show. I am always checking the emails, whether I'm able to get back, write back an email or mention things on the show. Sometimes that does take a little bit longer, but rest assured, I am reading it. I do listen to everything that you guys say. So thank you guys for your feedback last week as well. And also thanks to everyone who's reaching out about my voice. It is a little bit better now. I am slowly recovering it. Only to dive into another week of shows. So there you are. It's the constant hazard of working in this industry. But I'm looking forward to seeing all your submissions, seeing your pictures of you waving at besties. I look forward to sending one pair of you guys out to history this summer. So yeah, enjoy that. We're going to play some new music on the show moving forward as well. I've got more new releases. Blood Red Shoes are back. They have a new single called Screams. It's very garage rock, indie rock. And, you know, the band's kind of coming up to, I think it's like 22 years. They started back in 2004. So they had a 20-year celebration album, live album as well. But other than that, they're on to making new music. You can find them at bloodredshoes.bandcamp.com. I'm also going to play us some music from a York-based blues, funk, and soul band called Studio 77. They've just released their debut single. It's called High Into the Night, and that came out just last month in April, so we'll be listening to that. Go check them out. They're on Instagram and such. And then lastly, to round out this set, we'll contrast that bluesy sound, that wonderful, soulful sound, with something very different. Two Brighton rising icons have teamed up together, Opus Kink and the New Eves, and they're more powerful than ever. I mean, both these bands in their own right are just nutty in just the right way to create something beautifully off-kilter, and them coming together is just too powerful. Opus Kink frontman Angus Rogers says of their brand new song and collaboration, which is called The Head Tree, he says of the song, "Alice Molland was the last woman to be tried and hanged as a witch in England, strung up on a head tree just outside of Exeter," which is where the song title comes from. "Now from her burial place underneath an Aldi car park in the town of Heavitry, she summons the spirits of her fallen sisters in sin, Mary Trembles, Temperance Lloyd, Susanna Edwards, as well, for some reason, the spirit of the Bee Gees, in order to tell her tale, uttered through the coerced mouths of Opus Kink and the New Eves." Opus Kink have their debut album, The Sweet Goodbye, coming out on the 31st of July, and you can find them at opuskink.bandcamp.com, and the New Eves are also at thenewEves.bandcamp.com. Let's get started off with Blood Red Shoes. This is Screams on CFRC Radio.
You look helpless in the photograph. Forgiveness. I've been running from the sound of my heartbeat. I've been running from the sound of my own two feet. Screams.
knowledge that is mine, I'm spinning in my grave.
I've been a terror in the air, I've been the dullest of stars, I've been a word.
And the New Eves with their collective song The Head Tree. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. We heard some music from Blood Red Shoes. We also heard Studio 77 with a new song called High Into the Night, their debut single. I've got a little bit more music on the show for you before we head into our interview. We're going to be talking to the incredible Telescreens. They're a New York City rock and roll band, and they've just announced their third album, Why the Lights Flicker. That's coming out next month in June. We talked about the album, so I hope listening to this interview will give you a good insight into not only the album, but the band, their rock and roll ethos, their writing process, who they are as musicians, and, you know, we talked a little bit about the New York rock and roll scene, the heritage of it, and kind of how a band like them fit into that scene. But lots of other new music and like live music stuff that we have to talk about. Like I said, I saw Dry Cleaning just this Friday. I'm also seeing a couple of bands next week because I'm heading to a festival, Departure Fest, which used to be Canada Music Week. That's happening next week, and this is kind of the beginning of our Canadian summer festivals, isn't it? There's a bunch of bands. This one is a showcase festival as well, and there's a lot of industry kind of events happening out there as well. So you'll see a lot of bands that, you know, we've seen before at festivals now, but like North by Northeast, Active Mirror, who've been on the show, who we interviewed last year during North by Northeast, they're going to be back and they're playing a set over there. Kingston's own The Codas will be playing over there on the 5th of May as part of the festival. There's also Noise Hotel, a band that I remember Midat from our very own CFRC interviewed a couple of years ago. At the festival, I'll also be interviewing Cam Cahin, who is a rising indie artist. He's been in Kingston quite a bit. He last played at the Broom Factory last year. So we'll be interviewing him, we'll be recording his live set, and I'll bring you a little bit of that in future weeks. And I'm also really excited to see a Vancouver band called Concrete Vehicles. They used to be called Computer before they changed their name, but I'm just hearing, like, if you liked what you heard with Opus Kink, and if you like the sort of thing that bands like maybe Dead Letter do, this kind of like sax and flute led jazz punk noise chaos, I think you're gonna really like Concrete Vehicles. I'm gonna really like Concrete Vehicles. So, you know, I might actually ask them to talk to us as well, because I'm really excited about this band. But to tell you a little bit more about music that's to come before we go into this Telescreens interview, there's new music from Kneecap. Their highly anticipated second album is finally here, Fenian, which, if you don't know, it used to be an almost kind of slang slash derogatory kind of term referring to Irish people, and they kind of just it was like someone in the IRA, and they've over the years just kind of they've taken the word back. They've kind of just made it a word that represents people from Ireland, from West Belfast. And what a year it's been for Kneecap, and this album has sort of been a document of that. They've always been a bit of a fun band. You know, if you listen to their first album, Fine Art, they are very good at kind of punching you with a bit of really mature lyricism in the midst of a party, in the midst of a pub, which is what their last album was. This album is a significantly more mature album from the get-go, and, you know, it kind of encompasses a lot of their experiences since last April when their set at Coachella kind of catapulted them into international superstardom, infamy. I'm not sure what you'd call it, but they've handled it very maturely and they're also obviously having a lot of fun. But the way that Kneecap has sort of found themselves as being the almost default face of resistance against colonialism, representing minority languages and people from across the world. They've made friends with artists from the Aboriginal community in Australia, standing with communities and charities in Palestine, advocating for a reunited Ireland, and just generally getting up in the Brits' faces, and now the American media as well. I haven't really had a chance to listen to the whole album yet, but the bits of it that I have heard, you know, it's very resilient, it's very mature as well. But I'm gonna play us a song called Irish Goodbye, which is one of the last singles that they dropped before the album came out, and it features Kay Tempest as well, doing a very heartfelt verse on it. It's a song basically about rapper Mowgli Bap, Nisha's mum, who very sadly took her own life a few years ago. And there's another song of theirs that he was writing around the time that this happened called Mam, which was just kind of them saying that they really love their mums. And this one is based on the fact that recently Nisha found old videos and pictures, and he says that that was one of the first times in recent memory that he was able to remember his mom being happy. And it's kind of like celebrating those memories. It is a bit of a bittersweet song. And, you know, the album is definitely not all fun and games. Like I was saying, there's a lot of emotional maturity on the album, along with some banger tunes, as always. So do go check out the album at kneecap.bandcamp.com. I want to finish off our show before we get to telescreens. I want to finish with a little bit of dry cleaning. I saw them last weekend. Always a delight to see them. This was them having come back after they were here for a second summer festival in Toronto in September last year. But I love one thing about this band is that there's so many little contradictions, right? All members look like they could be playing in different bands. There's this mishmash of styles that in theory shouldn't work, but somehow it does, and this reflects the music as well. So Florence Shaw, singer of the band, was out there in like in this like bright tee, in skirts, socks, ballets. Their guitarist was in a long sleeves band shirt. Their bassist was in a loose three-piece suit. And you know, all of them are kind of doing their own things musically as well. It is incredible to zoom out and take it all in when you watch the band as a whole, because every member kind of does their own thing. Louis, their bassist, is just shuffling around on stage, playing his funky post-punk bass lines. Tom on the guitar, his guitar talks as much as Florence's vocals do. You know, it's a very involved guitar part. And Flo's style of performance art is to basically draw you into being a willing yet captive spectator to an intense conversation between Flo and an imaginary conversational partner, you know, facial expressions and everything. She really gets into it. And she's obviously not talking to you, but you very much feel like you're part of this conversation. And it can feel a little bit absurdist and out of body at times almost, you know, when you kind of zero in on Florence debating the politics of the act of cleaning up on songs like Half Pint My Soul. And you find yourself singing along the guitar line while she's doing that and dancing along to the bass. And she loosely had described the album when it came out as a walk through the city, you know, with your thoughts in your head and all these loud noises and life around you. And this couldn't have been a better demonstration, you know, through the album. There's some delightful wordplay. They got a Toronto crowd jumping, dancing, moving, which is a pretty rare feat. And, you know, it was a lot of fun, although they did stop the fun after Scratch Card Lanyard, one of the best songs of 2021, may I say, when they announced that this was the end of their fun section, and then they were entering their evil section. But I'm here for fun dry cleaning. I'm here for introspective dry cleaning. I'm here for evil dry cleaning. The album is definitely a much more cohesive sound, and, you know, they played the whole album, and I think everyone in the room loved it so much. So I'm going to play as the title track, Secret Love, because I think that is one of the most evocative songs on the album. You can find them at drycleaning.bandcamp.com. And when we're back, we're going to be back with the incredible telescreens. Find them at telescreens.us. Let's get started off first with Kneecap. This is Irish Goodbye featuring Kay Tempest. See you all next week. Goodbye.
I'm killing you with you. I'm she and my silk crew. Look as red, check out. I'm she, her and who you're a.